Brooks.
Good morning. 8:13, Brock Hunter.
What's up?
What's up, you ace?
What's happening?
What's happening? Jesus.
I've learned how to play the didge. Actually, I have known how to play the ditch. I just busted it back up.
I don't know if you truly know how to play it. You know how to blow into it and make a noise. I guess if that right. counts as playing it.
Come on, I don't know how to play too many instruments. Give me one, for the love of God.
Come on, play us a little ditty on the ditch.
I can just blow into it.
Ditty that ditch, man. See, you got to do the whirr. You got to fluctuate.
Maybe I got to put the mic at the end of it. Maybe you can hear it better. Hang on.
This is so stupid.
Hang on. Does it just sound like a fart on your end?
Pretty much. It sounds like a big long fart, like a big.
My wife's impressed. I'm sure she's not, but.
She's like, shut up. I'm trying to work up here.
The tribe has not spoken.
She's going to come down and bust that didgeridoo right. over her knee.
Jesus, Hawk. I've never seen you snap something so fast over your, you know?
Throws the pieces in the trash. There.
What I tell you off air right before we got on this break, I was like, man, that's what's going to wake her up in the morning. Yeah,
she's right up there.
Is that noise?
For the love of God. Oh, my God. I love it. All right. Let's get to it. Your WTF.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
Real quick, another thing. Immediately when you touch a ditch, your clothes fall off in your Indian style. It's weird.
That is weird. That's very weird. I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear that at all.
So I'm naked Indian style talking to you right now.
That's no different than when you're here, so it's all right. Nice. Put your pants on. We got people coming in.
No.
Your WTF brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden Center in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden Center.
Your best buds in the business.
Sup, Katie? By the way, they are only doing a drive-up service right now, so they're still there to serve you. Give them a call if you have any questions. Find them on Facebook. They're going to make sure you're taken care of. We're actually going to be talking to Katie tomorrow morning as well, too, just get the full rundown. But for now, that's what I got for you. Your WTF, let's see.
WTF, which stands for What the... Florida.
What the Florida? Most times. Actually, here, I got one. It has to do with the Lamborghini. But it's not in Australia, nice. Though. Or, I mean, it's not in Florida. It's in Australia. No. Which is kind of like Florida. There's parts of Australia that are very Florida-esque. A lot of dangerous
Surrounded
animals.
Surrounded by water, just like Florida. Yep. That's what happens.
A lot of dangerous animals and crazy people and booze. A 35-year-old guy in Sydney was pulled over on Monday doing 100 miles an hour in his Lamborghini. In a 55-mile-an-hour zone.
It's like third gear, Brock.
Yeah, that's true.
Fast in a Lambo.
He wasn't even flooring it. That's great. His excuse, he told the cops he was rushing to the hospital to get tested for coronavirus.
No.
The cops gave him a fine for speeding, and his license was suspended. Apparently, he was tested, but there's no word on whether or not it came back positive. So, I mean, I guess he wasn't lying about that, about
just,
the coronavirus
Just tell
thing.
The cops, sir, I'm in a Lamborghini.
Yeah. See, that's
what
why
do you expect?
I don't think I'd ever want like a car like a super sport car like that, because where can you you're never able to really, you know, open it up unless you're on the Autobahn, you know.
Well, it sticks out so much as it is, and then if you're hauling ass on top of it, yeah, you're gonna get pulled over.
I feel like
which kind of sucks, because that's what you're buying it for.
Exactly.
You know?
So it just unless you're in Europe on the Autobahn, you're not gonna really enjoy it around here.
Yeah,
that's you know stupid. What?
Yeah, we should have the Autobahn, by the way, for the love of God. Open it up.
There was
Let the left lane do what they want.
There was parts in Montana that don't have a speed limit. And so, I mean, you can drive a lot faster. I mean, a lot of people you see are going, you know, 90 miles an hour. And we were driving through there, and there was a couple times. But it still was like, oh, boy, I feel like I'm going to get in trouble. I might back her down a little bit.
You know, and they say it's a lot more safe on the Autobahns because people know that people are hauling ass and they pay attention a little bit more.
Yeah.
You know, and they did, you know, certain lanes are designated for high speeds, you know. It's just like here, you know, fast lanes on the left side.
I got pulled over for going 100 in my Geo Metro.
How? Downhill?
Yeah, it was it was off a cliff. I drove it off a cliff.
There's no way.
It's the only way I hit 100 miles an hour.
those roller skate wheels on that car.
Dude, I don't think I would. You know what? Now I want to get a Metro just to see how fast I could get that thing to go. just wind that pupper up.
Put a spoiler on it, bro. You can get it like 200.
A spoiler and a fart can. I'm gonna hit 200 easy. I'm gonna lap that Lamborghini.
There goes Brock. It's Geo Metro.
Get it so it sounds like your didgeridoo.
There you go.
It's going to be so great. All right, that's your WTF. We'll be back.